You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Australia is facing the possibility of a national outbreak thanks to the highly contagious Delta variant. The country had boasted low case counts for much of the pandemic, but as of yesterday, Sydney and Darwin are now in lockdown. Mask mandates are in place in Canberra and Perth, and Victoria, the region where Melbourne is located, there's border restrictions with several other states. The outbreak is made worse by the fact that vaccinations have been slow going in Australia. So far, less than 5% of the population is fully inoculated. Next, new research indicates that the mRNA vaccines from Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna are likely to produce lasting immunity provided the virus and its variants don't evolve significantly, which isn't a given. People who had COVID-19 and then received the shots are additionally well protected, even if the virus continues to transform over time. One new study, which has been published as a preprint, found that memory B cells, which make antibodies, continue to grow stronger for at least a year after someone is infected with COVID-19. This means that by the time those people were vaccinated, their bodies were already primed to produce a robust immune response. And Bangladesh is preparing to reinstate a national lockdown after the country reported its highest ever daily death toll from COVID-19 on Sunday, with 119 deaths. Most people will be sheltering at home by Thursday. Workplaces will be shut after Wednesday, but authorities have already halted almost all public transit in Dhaka, the capital, leaving thousands with no way to move around the city or get to work other than walking. The lockdown announcement also caused tens of thousands of migrant workers to leave the city for their home villages on Sunday. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.